Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Meek Mill is back at it again, popping wheelies. But this time, no need to alert the judge. He did it on a stage. Meek Mill has learned a valuable lesson about popping wheelies. This time, it's not in the street. He did it on stage for a super dope concert this past Sunday at MetLife Stadium in New York for Hot 97 Summer Jam. Yeah, he ain't that stupid. Trey Songz, on the other hand, more legal issues continue for Trey Songz. Tremaine Neverson is his government. The 33-year-old singer is being sued for an incident that allegedly happened back in 2017. This woman is suing him for medical expenses and other damages, claiming that Songz got violent when she and her cousin attempted to get a photo of him. The woman says that she and her cousin were outside of a Philadelphia strip club where they spotted Trey Songz and tried to take a photo of him. And according to the women, the singer didn't want to take a photo and allegedly physically assaulted her. She's claiming he grabbed and twisted her arm and wrist. She claims that the episode resulted in her becoming depressed and seeking psychiatric treatment. Her cousin, who was with her at the time of the incident, sued last December. This is just one of many assault charges that Trey Songz is facing. I think he needs to stay in for a little while. Big news if you're a Love & Hip Hop fan. The Jasmine brand exclusively reporting the Love & Hip Hop franchise is expanding across the pond. Rumor has it VH1 is headed across the pond prepping for Love & Hip Hop London. Over the past few days, a few of the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood cast, Tierra Marie, Bridget Kelly, Brooke Valentine, have been filming in London, sharing photos and footage of their international trip on social media, along with producers from the show. Sources say that one of the reasons for the London trip was to introduce some of the Hollywood cast to the London cast. Will we know who they are? Probably not. Shouts to the new couple, well, touring couple, Nicki Minaj and Future. They're going to be touring together for a few cities. The Nicki Hendrix Tour kick off the show in September, hitting major cities including Baltimore, Brooklyn, D.C., Houston, and Budapest, Berlin, Paris, London, and more. Tickets go on sale this week. And it's been a minute since the last time we talked about Mary J. Blige. It was good news that she and Kendu had settled their whole divorce thing. I know he's still getting some checks. Well, these checks need to be made out to whomever owns their houses because they've been hit, or she's been hit, with two foreclosures. According to the Jasmine brand, it's not so good news for Mary J. Blige. Two of her homes are now in foreclosure. In the first lawsuit, Blige and Isaacs were accused of not paying down the $8.1 million mortgage that Blige used to pay for the estate, which was $12.3 million 10 years ago. The second suit accuses Blige and her ex of defaulting on another $2 million mortgage that she used to buy another place just a few towns over. The bank wants control of the two homes and Blige and Isaacs out, but it's unclear who lived in the properties. One was taken off the market shortly after the couple's divorce became final. Come on, Mary, you got to work this out. No more drama, girl. No more drama.